kind of a necessity, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationships Bakara and Neo and Bakara slash Rex. "He's adorable," Neo declared. "Utterly adorable." Bakara sighed. "Who?" Neo, the bastard, just grinned. "Your little blonde friend," he replied. Deciding he really did have the most obnoxious brother ever, Bakara crossed his arms. "I would literally pay to hear you call him that in public," he said. With a dismissive wave of his hand, Neo said, "I wouldn't. One, he actually seems competent. Two, even if he isn't, I know he's Cody's little brother, and that's a fight I'm not interested in starting." Bakara snorted at that. Neo and Cody had a bit of a rivalry when it came to hunts, but it was a friendly kind, for all that it focused on the thrill of competition. Last thing either would want was to ruin it. Rex could stand up for himself just fine, but Cody, like all of Clan Fett, had a massive protective streak when it came to family. With a flick of his tail, Bakara asked, "Was there a reason you came over?" Settling onto the chair that had long been called his, Neo replied, "Heard you went on a double date." Bakara groaned. "Rex wanted me to get to know some of his family in a smaller setting," he said. Neo snickered. "And Cody was a controlled test since you know him professionally." Shrugging, Bakara settled into his own chair. "Suppose so." Nodding, Neo quieted for a moment and just stared. "You going to marry him?" he asked. Blinking, Bakara replied, "We've only been officially courting a few weeks." The look Neo shot him could only be called unimpressed. "Close to 2 months," he countered, "and I know you. You're already gone on him." Bakara grimaced. "You are far too perceptive." Neo smirked. "Kind of a necessity in my job," he pointed out. That was a fair point. As both a hunter and a scout, Neo needed to be perceptive and to be able to make quick but accurate judgments. "So," Neo pressed, "he did invite you to his brother's wedding after all. That's a big deal." Ducking his head, Bakara quietly replied, "I want to, but I won't push. It's too soon. He might not be as sure." Neo frowned, clearly hearing the bits that Bakara couldn't bring himself to say. Bakara knew Rex was the one for him, but he didn't dare hope that Rex already felt the same. Losing Rex because he wanted too much too soon was the worst possible outcome. "Okay," Neo said after a moment. "Okay, I understand. I'd probably feel that way too. Just, you've been happy since you started courting him. I don't want you to lose that." Bakara smiled softly. For all his brother had rough edges, just as he did, there was a soft heart under it that he tried his best to keep the world from seeing. Every so often, Bakara got a glimpse, and it reminded him of how much they'd survived to make it to this point of their lives. They lapsed into silence for several long moments. Then Bakara grinned. "House Mareel is large," he pointed out. "I'm sure there's plenty of single relatives that Rex or Cody could introduce you to." He expected a squawk of protest, not an idle tail swish of interest. "Never thought about it before," Neo admitted, "but seeing you happy with Rex, it might be nice. All seems so complicated, though." Bakara smiled. "You just have to approach it like anything else," he replied. Neo cocked his head to the side. "By picking a target and pursuing it relentlessly." Bakara groaned. "I was thinking more along the lines of consider available options, create a plan of engagement, and respect the chosen targets, abilities, and desires." Nodding thoughtfully, Neo admitted, "I suppose your way makes more sense." Tail flicking in amusement, Bakara replied, "But all I had to do was get up the courage to approach the pretty blonde Mur that had been staring at me in the gym for weeks." Neo howled with laughter. "I almost forgot that's how you met him. Is that the secret, then? work out impressively and hope to get noticed. Flipping him a rude gesture, Bakara said, "It certainly worked for me." Rolling his eyes, Neo's laughter subsided. "Any other courtship advice?" he teased. "You have nearly 2 whole months of experience now, after all." For a moment, Bakara contemplated crafting a long response just to throw his brother off guard. Instead, he chose the simple route. "Be yourself." Neo grimaced. "I was afraid you were going to say that," he admitted. Bakara smiled softly. He understood that feeling well. He'd figured it out. In time, Neo would too. And no matter how obnoxious his brother was, he'd be there to help. The end.